So what do we know about the company RST?
Well, as you said, they're small. They're a privately held company with just 15 full-time employees. RST is based in Shelby, North Carolina. That's not exactly Silicon Valley. And it was started by some folks that aren't your average high-tech entrepreneurs. Today, I spoke with Dan Limerick, one of RST's co-founders. Now, just a little background. When we do interviews, we always ask some simple questions just to make sure the recording is going well. I asked Dan his name, age, and what he had for breakfast, and I think his answer shows just how much of a character he is.
Dan Limerick. I'm too damn old to be giving out my age, and I didn't have a damn thing for breakfast.
Now, Limerick and his two partners started this company in Shelby because that's where they were born and raised. And they're hoping to find a way to help their hometown economically after it had been hit pretty hard by the exodus of textile jobs. So a few years ago, they started building a fiber optic cable service to offer internet to homes and businesses. And they each were already pretty well off. Dan Limerick, for instance, made his fortune in biodegradable plastics. And he and his partners spent tens of millions of their own money to build this network comprised of more than 3,000 miles of fiber optic cables.
Well, what is this fiber network capable of?
Well, they say they can offer gigabit speed services statewide. That would make your internet about 100 times faster than a standard connection offered by, say, Time Warner Cable and other cable companies. And it's the same ultra-fast speeds offered by Google Fiber. And RST says their network can handle even bigger amounts of data, up to 100 gigabits. That would be 1,000 times faster than those standard connections. Dan Limerick says that the bigger bandwidth is important, not just for streaming videos, but for what's being called the Internet of Everything.
We're moving toward a more connected society. You're going to be connected not only to things within your home, things within your area, within your city, within your state.
And not just people connected, but things, home alarms, smart TVs, thermostats that can be adjusted from a smartphone, refrigerators that let you know your milk is about to spoil. These kinds of internet-connected appliances are largely on the market now, and they all take a slice of your internet to work. So larger broadband means the more you can connect to people and to things.
And how does the tech company RST connect to homes?
Well, that's really interesting, and it's one of the ways RST differs greatly from Google. Google wants to run fiber optic cables directly to homes and offices. RST wants to do this wirelessly. Dan Limerick of RST says they connect powerful Wi-Fi transmitters to things like cell towers. Then,
if you are within a mile and a half of that cell tower, you will be able to receive wirelessly a 1 gigabit symmetrical connection. The great thing about Wi-Fi is that it grows like a spider web. As more people come on, the stronger the network grows and larger it gets.
It's as if you and all of your neighbors' Wi-Fi routers teamed up to create a larger, more stable signal.
And, Tom, what's in this for consumers and at what cost?
Well, there's always that 1 gigabit connection. That'll run you about $99.95 a month. And that's what they can offer right now. But Limerick adds that within a month or two, RST will be able to provide TV service similar to those bundles that cable companies offer right now.
How many customers does this company currently serve?
Well, I asked Dan Limerick just that, and right now, it is not a big number. Here's what he had to say.
Approximately 200. Most of these customers were signed up years ago. We wanted to do a lot of beta testing on our network before we took it statewide.
Now, for those of you not familiar with the term beta testing, it's used often to describe when companies go from in-house testing of a product to a small but wider audience in order to work out problems and bugs. RST says they will begin offering service in Charlotte in 4 to 6 weeks.
We're just beginning to hear about this company. How did they construct all of this without anybody really noticing?
I know, Mark. It's a little strange, isn't it? Well, RST buried most of their fiber optic cables along roadways, something the company says will make their network more reliable in bad weather. Where RST didn't build, it bought. There was fiber optic in some places already built in, and it wasn't being used. So perhaps the best answer as to why no one noticed may be that we're not all that surprised to see backhoes and construction equipment along the sides of our interstates and highways.
All right. WFAE's Tom Bullock. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.